Hey there, and welcome to Declutter Bee, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello to your host, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm very, very good. So before we get started on the episode, I wanted to share with our listeners that we've got a special workshop coming up.
It's on May the 15th. At Dubai Design District.
So what is this workshop going to be about?
So I'm going to be talking to entrepreneurs mostly about how to declutter and organize your home life. So people are so busy starting their businesses, focusing on that, and a lot of them let go of the house. So I'm going to give you some tips about that. It's not going to be full-blown many hours. It's going to be one hour of giving my tips and tricks for inside your house. Also, we're going to talk about digital clutter as well, because that's a big thing as well that's happening. So yeah, it's going to be fun. Can't wait.
Yeah, it should be exciting. So for our listeners who are in Dubai, if you're interested, this is on May 15th, which is a Wednesday at 12 noon. For more information, you can visit either the Declutter Me or the Amaya FM Facebook page, and you'll see it under events. You can also find more information by visiting infi.ae and looking up events. You'll see the event listed for the May the 15th. You'll find more information, the location, and if you're there, please come say hi.
Yeah, it'll be lovely to see everybody. And if you have any questions or anything specific you want me to focus on while we're doing the workshop, just let us know by sending us a message, and let's see what we can do for you guys.
Super. So what are we going to talk about today?
So today we are talking about preparing your kitchen for Ramadan, because Ramadan is coming up very shortly. So I wanted to get people prepared because, you know, we all talk about Ramadan. We've been talking about it for weeks because it does affect our business lives as well as our personal lives here and in many countries as well. But there's a talk, but people actually don't prepare for it until the last minute, and then they panic. And then, you know, so let's remove the panic. Let's get organized this year. Let's get you focused, and especially in the kitchen, because that is the main hub of everything. I mean, considering we're fasting, the amount of food prep and eating that happens during Ramadan is exponentially huge. You know, it's crazy, and it's a tradition in all families. And yeah, I seem to spend more time shopping and cooking than any other time of the year. So let's tackle that and help you to get organized for this Ramadan.
You notice, like, you know, a lot of the shops and the supermarkets, everybody, like, there's so much promotion and marketing that goes all around this, offers and deals and food and food and food and food, and the conversations and everything gets surrounded by this one space in the house, which is the kitchen, right? Yeah. Because everything, all the offers are about, you know, buy 5 bottles of ketchup instead of 3 because you need it, and all of this kind of stuff. And this is what we really need to kind of address, because I find that, I mean, whether you're fasting or not, like, those offers just are so, there's just so many of them that it's very easy to get swayed away by it.
It is. And it's, you know, we've talked about it before, about these offers that, you know, are bombarded, and people feel that they have to buy it because they're going to use up so much, and then they end up not using all of them things. You know, unless you're a very big family, which, you know, especially with local families, I have worked with them, and, you know, there's 20 to 30 people who come to the house every day. So yes, you can understand to a point, but still buying these bulk items for a lot of people, it's a false economy. So what do you need to do first is to declutter your kitchen. So go through all the food items, the pantry items, the things in your fridge and your freezer, and see the things that are expired, that you've never eaten and never will eat. You know, all of the things that need to get out of the cupboards to make room for the food that you're going to buy for Ramadan. So the joke is that there's always, you know, the bulk items that people bought last year, you find them in the cupboard still and they've expired. And especially for those desserts and the soups, like, people buy so many of them because they eat soup here a lot for the first meal when you break your fast. And then they don't eat it, and then they've expired. So go through all of that. So do the declutter first. Get rid of all the old stuff, the old flour with the bugs in it, the spices, the herbs, the flour. Check everything to make sure that it's, you know, usable, that it's you can eat it still, it hasn't expired, and make a list of the things that you have decluttered, which you actually might want to stock up on. So make a list of that stuff, because you don't want to go into the supermarket and just start seeing all these offers and just picking up everything when you already might have stuff at home. And so make a shopping list and use that list only. Don't fall for all these offers and all these extra foods that they're special Ramadan foods that talk about, unless of course you love it and you're going to eat it, but make a plan. And also while you're making a shopping list, same time, start making a meal plan for the next few weeks. So a lot of people, you know, they'll make sudden dishes, especially in the first few days, make certain dishes, and they'll last for a few days. Because, of course, you know, you're fasting, you actually, your stomach gets smaller because you don't want to eat that much, even though there's so much food available. And, you know, make plans for also when you're going to go out for suhoor or go for iftars or go to the mosque to break your fast rather than eating at home, so that you can prepare the meals for the days that you actually need to prepare the meals. Another thing to prepare for is also for when people are going to come over to your house and bring food as well. So you don't want to keep on making lots of food when you know that people are going to bring food and then that's got, the leftovers are going to be in your house as well. So prepare for that as well. So actually you might not need to buy as much food as you thought you did. So the next thing to do is to organize your pantry. So once you've bought the items, organize everything so it's easy to find everything, whether it's to put it in baskets, especially the soup packets, put them in baskets so it's easy to take in and out. All the tinned food, have in one place Ziploc bags and the plastic wrap and aluminium foil or beeswax wrap that you might use instead. Keep them nearby so you can easily access them, as well as containers for the leftover foods. So have enough of them as well. Because, you know, you need to be able to stock everything properly and quickly. And I want you to be able to, you know, not spend so much time searching for items. If it's all nicely organized, it's easy to take in and out for when you need it. Check on your kitchen tools. So check on your knives. Make sure your knives are sharp. That's a big thing because you're going to need it a lot for the cooking. Check on your cooking things. So your wooden spoons, your saucepans, check they're all fine. And there are special offers during Ramadan. So if you need to buy any new cookware, now is a good time to buy it and to declutter the ones that you don't need or have burnt or the handles are broken on them. And also check on your appliances. Once again, there are Ramadan special Ramadan offers. So if you need a new blender or food processor, now is the time to buy it and declutter the ones that you have. So don't keep them like the old toasters and the old blenders because, you know, maybe someone will use it. If it's not working or it's old or stained, then don't use it. Give it for donation. Or throw it away if it doesn't work anymore. Or give it for recycling. So there's places where you can do recycle electronics. So in summary, so what you need to do is declutter your kitchen and all the food items, cookware, storage boxes as well. There might be some old ones. Then make a shopping list so that you don't buy things that you don't need. And, you know, you don't overbuy, say, oil or ketchup or spices when you've already got everything at home. Prepare a meal plan for all your meals and when you're going to go out for food, for iftars, suhoors, or going to the mosque, and then have a peaceful Ramadan. I know it's difficult fasting. I find it very difficult, but, you know, it is a great time of the year and it is a special time. So enjoy it and Ramadan Mubarak.
Indeed, Ramadan Mubarak to everybody. So we'll see you next week.
All right then. Bye.